1-800-795-3565.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give it away free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy it on us. We're going to get back to the email box here in a moment, but your calls are primary. Mark? Yes?
I was just going to suggest that we need to do voting.
Voting? Oh, the gap is closing? We're behind.
Yeah, we're in the second slot.
We're in number two. Okay, yeah. Well.
If we want to end this month in slot number two, we shouldn't mention it.
Definitely. We definitely need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Apparently, our boost at the beginning of the month was not enough to carry us through the entire month here. And so, is it our former friend?
Well, it's not our former friend.
Our now competitor, friendly competitor?
Yeah, the friendly competitor, Red Bar Radio, who is a great show and everything and deserves to be number two.
All right, so please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Only used for verification purposes to make sure you're a real live person. And your votes make a difference for us because being number one, how long have we been there, Mark, at number two? Do you know?
At least a couple of days.
Okay, being number one, very important. Means new people find the show, new people discover the message of freedom. So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com. Now then, we go to your phone call. Zach in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind?
I wanted to pick your guys' brains about Proposition 8, which recently passed in California.
What was that?
It was an amendment to the state constitution that was put to vote for the people that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
Is that Prop 8? I thought that was like Prop 2.
It was Prop 8.
Meaning that no longer could gay people get married in California? Was that the idea?
Correct. And what I wanted to ask you guys is, on one hand, you have the rule of the majority that did vote for this amendment, and it was passed. On the other hand, you could easily argue that this amendment limits freedom and liberty to a group of people. Now, the California Supreme Court they're going to look at the amendment, and they could possibly overturn the will of the majority as they have in the past. My question is, which position do we take? Do we follow the will of the majority regardless of the position and topic, or should we favor the position that favors liberty and equality?
Of course we're gonna give our disclaimer statement that I don't think the state belongs in issuing marriages, period.
That's the position you should take.
And that's the highest ground. But while the state is going to be involved in marriages, I think that people should have the right to pursue happiness in that arena. And if they want to get, two guys want to get married and share all the joys that marriage has to offer, well, I suppose that they should be able to do that. And I don't think that the majority, the two wolves out there should be able to tell those, that sheep, who they can marry and who they can't.
Right, in a constitutional situation, which is what this country is supposed to be, and the states have their own constitutions, under a constitutional situation, just because a majority says something doesn't mean that the majority has decided on something that's in any way constitutional either. So just because a majority makes a declaration in a constitutional society shouldn't hold any water.
Well, this is a constitutional amendment, as I understand it. So they are going through the constitutional process to change the constitution.
I don't think I think that's true in Florida. In California, what they do is they, put things forward to the vote of people.
I know it can be done with 50%. Does the caller know? Because I thought this was going to actually change the state constitution.
Zach?
Maybe he's not.
Are you gone? He's gone.
Okay. Well, my understanding of it was that there was going to be a change. If not, then certainly you could strike the proposition down as unconstitutional. I mean, the majority can make a declaration just like lawmakers.
There are states that is true in, Nick, and I don't believe that California is one of them. California is like the easiest.
I am being told it is a constitutional amendment.
And I believe that California can.
Crazy.
California, and this is why I was saying, I'm pretty sure in California, all you need to amend the state constitution is a simple majority. 50% plus one. So essentially, whatever the majority says in California can be made constitutional.
Is constitutional. Wow, that's pretty crazy.
And then their Supreme Court is what then interprets the Constitution? How can they do that?
I don't know. It's a convoluted system. Basically, the majority passes an amendment that says gay marriage is unconstitutional, and they'll say they'll interpret it so that it can actually be used.
So the pro-liberty
But the Supreme Court of California has overturned majority voted propositions in the past, as I believe they should have.
Well, apparently that's constitutional too.
Just because something's a constitution can say a whole number of things. There are better designed constitutions and there are more poorly designed ones. And from the little bit I understand about California, it's not very good for limiting government at all.
So there you have it, the basic principle.
It certainly hasn't done a good job of limiting government.
But don't allow someone to, if you're a pro-liberty kind of person, don't allow yourself to be pigeonholed into a false choice. The real choice in this particular situation, or the real liberty position, is to say that government has no business whatsoever being involved in marriage, period, between anybody, male or female, 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 male, male, whatever. Well, the government should not be involved.
Right, and I think that, in our current imperfect system, that people should be able to marry whomever they wish as long as it's a consenting adult. But I also think that people shouldn't be required to recognize that marriage if they don't wish. If for whatever reason I employ people and I, employ somebody who's gay, I don't feel that I have to offer spousal benefits in the insurance policy to people that are gay if I don't wish to. And that gay person doesn't have to work for my company if they don't want to.
That's good, because I want them to work for me, because they probably have a good work ethic.
I think you should, but that's a should and have to are two entirely different worlds.
And my problem with it is that people are, a lot of people will support the idea of civil union, so essentially giving the same rights to gay people. Their question is with using the word marriage. Well, just because the government uses the term marriage.
You can use that perfectly good water fountain over there.
But the problem is that they're viewing the government marriage as somehow sanctified, and it's really not. It's just a piece of government paperwork. If you're opposed to gay marriage on religious grounds, then certainly don't hold those services, wedding services, in your church where gay people get married. But the state isn't in line with your church at all. It's just a government piece. It's government paperwork. It's a license.
Government is a god to people, though. I mean, it's such a worshipped position that a lot of religious people have sort of supplanted their religion with a worship of the state.
And that's what I'm trying to point out, is that for people who consider themselves very religious, if they're Christian, their emphasis should be on Jesus as their king, as opposed
to
the state of California. What the state of California says and does has nothing to do with God's will. It's the will of some bureaucrat.
Right, and would Jesus stop gay people from getting married?
No.
He obviously wouldn't. He hung out with prostitutes and beggars and people that didn't have jobs.
So here we are again, Mark, with a situation with these Christian Pharisee types essentially using the state as their bully pulpit to enforce their vision of what society should be and what words should be defined as down upon everybody else.
I don't even know if some of them certainly are doing that, and others
that's
of them,
the purpose of this
right,
proposition.
Right, right. But hold on for a second. What others of them are doing is sort of looking at the democratic process as, do you think gay marriage is a good idea or not? That's sort of, well,
no,
what
stop
do you think?
Them gays.
Right. So I may decide that I think that gay marriage is a bad idea. However, I wouldn't use the course of power of government if I understood the course of power of government.
Do you think they don't understand what they're doing?
I do. To some extent, I really do.
I don't know about that.
I absolutely.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. Do you think that people vote in these referendums don't realize that they're voting to force their particular viewpoint on others?
Nick, when you go to the town meetings, I'm sure you've been to one of your town meetings there in your little burg in New Hampshire. Everybody gets to vote on everything, right?
Right.
So when they say, should we have some more basketballs for the kids at public school? What they say is, what people think to themselves is, should we get more basketballs or not get more basketballs? And everybody says, yeah, basketballs are a good idea, because they think to themselves, I'd be willing to pay money for basketballs. However, what they fail to look at usually when they're voting is, would I be willing to stick a gun in my neighbor's face and take his house away if he doesn't want to buy basketballs.
They might not look at that, but then again, for those that aren't familiar with the town meeting format, there's usually somebody there who's like, I don't want to pay for this, and they still get overvoted. So I don't know if it's total ignorance, but I don't think people think through the coercive part of it as much as we would.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Somewhere in between. 1-800-259-9231. They do know they want to get their way. That much they know. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, they've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Free, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. Guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
We continue with your phone calls, and we'll go to Paul calling from Scotland. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark, and hello, the other fellow. Nick, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
Listen, you guys kept me waiting a long time. I'm not toll-free. I'm calling from outside the United States of America. What's that all about?
You were on hold for 5 minutes, dude.
I know. I'm paying for the whole thing. Listen, over here in the U.K., you know, I'm from California originally, and, you know, I wouldn't have been in favor of the, you know, amendment to ban marriage between same-sex couples. But what they've done in the United, the not-so-U.K. is they just call it something different. They call it a civil partnership. And by changing the word, not using the word marriage, but just using the words civil partnership, that confers on the couple all the legal benefits of being married, you know, access to each other's pensions or being able to will, you know, an estate to the other partner, the on-living partner, and so on.
Are they still going to have that?
The thing to do might be just to change what it's called. You know?
Are they going
to
do that in California? Are they still going
to
have civil unions?
That's what they should do, in my opinion. I mean, I haven't lived in California for an awful long time, but we're not that foolish out there. Why not just change what it's how you define it or what the words are that you use to call it? I mean, I have so many dear friends who've been in same-sex, you know, relationships for 30, 40, 50 years, and, you know, they should be allowed to will, you know, their assets to their partner who lives on after them, et cetera, and just call it a civil partnership. What's the big deal?
Well, many of the proponents of gay marriage are opposed to, they see that as a compromise, so they want it called gay marriage. And both sides seem to be fighting over this.
We're fighting over semantics, basically.
Right. You're fighting over, do we call it gay marriage or do we call it civil union?
We have civil unions here in New Hampshire. However, some states have legalized actual marriage between gay people, which there's no difference except the name.
Right.
And I wonder about, you know, how do states recognize these things? Because they're, legally, they pretty much have to. It's all very, very odd. I would agree with you that it's better to be able to have the civil unions than nothing at all.
Absolutely.
I would also agree that with anyone that said that they wanted to have marriage, I think that they should be able to have, you know, gay people should be able to get married if they wish.
So really,
this is all over somebody just getting all upset because someone has used a word in a way they wouldn't prefer to use it?
That's really what this is all about?
Yeah, they want the state to legitimize their union. They don't feel vindicated. The homosexual couples don't feel vindicated unless the state will call it marriage.
And then the Christian types are upset because the state has allowed that to be called marriage.
You would call this the holy matrimony between a man and a woman. This is defiling the sanctity of marriage. It's an institution given to us by God.
Yeah.
Paul,
we
love to live in an institution.
Paul, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Thanks for paying for it. 800-259-9231.
Oh, yeah. Once gays have marriage for about a decade, they'll want to give it back.
Yeah. So basically, the whole thing's an argument over semantics at this point for the most part. And that's why I don't really, to be honest, it doesn't move me too much either way because I feel both sides could work out a compromise that would leave most people on both sides happy, but the radical elements on both sides just can't.
It's crazy. I didn't realize that. I thought that, I mean, I don't live in California, so obviously I didn't familiarize myself too closely with this, but I thought that it was that the, you know, the Christian types wanted to completely excise homosexual couples from even having some sort of marriage-like possibility. But you're telling me that this was only because they were using the term marriage and they got so upset that they were willing to spend, according to one of my producers here, $35.8 million $4 is what the for side raised. So they were for the amendment, and then the anti side raised $37.6 million. So people spent over $70 million arguing over a word.
Largely, I mean, there are some people who are some people who are opposed to gay marriage are also opposed to civil unions. But
I would bet they are, yes.
But if you look at the statistics, in most polls that I've seen, if you ask Americans, most Americans will say they don't favor gay marriage or by a very narrow margin. If you ask them if they favor civil unions that would essentially give same-sex couples the same rights as heterosexual couples, the margin shifts to a considerably more support that idea.
Right. Was it so like 6 out of 10 or 7 out of 10?
It's like 66%, I think, is one that I've seen. I can't quote an exact figure. But so basically the argument is over, what do we call it?
This is so crazy. I mean, it's just all of this is a result of the state getting involved in marriage in the first place, which, of course, is a clear violation of the separation of church and state, number one, right there on its face. So obviously the pro-liberty position, as we've said so many times, is to just get the state out completely. But I'm blown away by this. I mean, the idea that people would spend so much time and so much effort to simply redefine one word.
I see what you're saying, Ian, but, you know,
dictionary.
I can't really see the point of view of the Christian folks out there when everything's being done, you know, all the things they're worried about are happening already with civil unions and gay people doing each other in the butt and all this other stuff is happening.
But it's their word, Mark. It's right. The last thing
it's
they
the
can hold on to.
Yeah, whatever. I don't understand their position. I do, however, understand the gay people's position in being told, you know, we're putting on the ballot that you people aren't quite as good as we are.
Oh, I totally understand their position.
I mean, that's a stinky place to be. You know, screw you and what you think about my life.
Right, but at the same time, if the vast majority of the electorate doesn't want to call it marriage but wants to confer them the same rights, I feel like, well, tough cookies if the state calls it a civil union or a partnership instead of a marriage.
Right, it's a perfectly good drinking fountain that we have over here for you people.
But it's exactly the same.
Look, the fact is, Plessy Brown versus Topeka Board of Education proved that separate is not equal. This is separate. It is not equal.
But you're not separate. You're not segregating gay people.
You are segregating
them into a different political category.
You're literally segregating them. They have this civil union bullcrap. They don't have marriage. They're segregated. They're separated.
Yeah,
it's not the same
in terms of a title, but they are.
They don't get the same stuff, and I don't. Please don't tell me that they can marry women if they wish or men or whatever.
In many states, it really confers all the legal rights.
I understand that. I'm just saying that the fact is that, you know, Brown versus Topeka Board of Education said that separate is not equal, and they're essentially being separated. They're being singled out. They're being discriminated against.
Well, yes, in a sense, and the state would argue that it's not, you know, some people would, in some states,
the state
states,
is a bunch of people that are willing to use guns to get what they want.
Right, but you also have to consider the fact that even if you left this up to the marketplace and up to different religious groups, I don't think that we're at a point in America where most people are going to recognize two gay men who live together and consider themselves married.
Well,
they might not call it marriage. They might say they're life partners.
Well,
and I don't think that
they can do
whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. The fact is, if I'm a gay man, I should be able to go marry my gay partner in some gay church somewhere or some church that would marry me.
The Unitarians.
And if my boss wishes to give me, you know, confer to me the benefits of being gay, then he should. If I want to go to work at a company where the boss doesn't wish to do that,
well,
they should.
Then
but
each individual
freedom,
decides.
This is what freedom is, and that's what would work.
I just am blown away by all this. $70 million spent on arguing over one word as far as its legal definition. This is the insanity of politics. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. That's a lot of stuff. A lot of topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free, and it's over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That, again, is bbs.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls here. Talk to Derek in New York. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
What?
Hey, what's on your mind, Derek?
Hey, Ian. I've listened to the show for 2 years. I'm a big fan. The first
Welcome.
Time I've ever called in. I want to talk about property. I disagree with libertarians. Libertarianism, like, it's a strong philosophy not to to enact force on anybody else, but I feel like property inherently involves force. You're saying, like, this is my shoe, and if you come and touch my shoe, then I have right to exert force on you. And
well,
I don't
it
know,
would
I
be just... defensive force. You would be initiating force by attempting to steal what is rightfully mine.
If I don't believe in property, I don't believe in theft.
Well, if you don't believe in property, then you wouldn't have any problem with people coming and taking your car from you and your toothbrush from you and all of the other things that you might have thought you had claim over.
You'd agree that Absolutely. Property exists today, right?
Right, just like you guys would agree that government exists today.
Oh, absolutely.
I would agree that men and women calling themselves government exists. I think the concept of government is like suggesting there's a forest. It's not a forest,
there
are only trees.
Right, just like men and women classifying a certain thing, a certain group of matter as property exists.
Fair enough.
It's still an abstract concept like government that I think is morally unacceptable.
Well, that property is morally unacceptable?
Yeah.
You know that, I mean, you're talking about popping, you know, changing the very foundation of what makes us human.
Well, so do you guys every night.
No, I don't think government makes us human.
I don't think property makes us human either.
Okay, but I think it does, and I'm willing to talk to you about that.
Can you explain why, Mark?
Well, sure. How about your photo? Do you have photo albums that are precious to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I put them on the internet for everybody to share.
Well, okay, great. And I'm glad that you know, the technology has moved to the point that you will likely to be able to keep those photos that are precious to you. I'm sure that there are keepsakes and things that you have that are important to you. I mean, what about those things? Are those your property?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think there's definitely a moral problem to me enacting force and on anyone who wants to take something.
Where do you live?
I'd like to have them.
Yeah, where do you live? Would you go ahead and give out your address so people can come and, you know, take some of the things that are not yours that just happen to be around you?
I mean, no, I'm not going to give out my address because that's not the society.
But if somebody who did come up to your house decided they wanted to just come, or I mean, the house that you occupy, if they decided that they wanted to come into that particular area of land and walk away with some of the things that happen to be surrounding you, you'd be okay with that?
I mean, obviously it's not convenient in today's society where we have property, but...
But you see, now I can live liberty today. I can try very, very hard, and I can live very, very free today. And you could, if you chose. Yes, I can. Oh, yes, I can. I could go out into the woods and to say I'm not dealing with government anymore. You could, if you wish.
Dealing with government indirectly.
I would at some point, but I would be dealing with it very, very in a very, very small basis. You could do the same, but you choose not to.
I mean, yeah, I could do the same, and I choose not to. Just
you're not living the change you wish to see.
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between hypocrisy and not living the change you want to see in the world. When the changes you want to see in the world to take mass collaboration.
Well, theft on a scale that is unimaginable.
Right. And you're going against human nature. I mean, it's human nature to want to collect things and hold them close to oneself,
It also goes beyond simply property because you own yourself. So are you going to defend your own life? Because if you don't own anything, you don't own yourself.
Would
you defend? I mean, if you're not going to defend yourself, pacifism is fine. But the thing about libertarianism is it's about the initiation of force, not the enactment of force. So,
right, and I'm saying it doesn't go far enough. To respond to Ian about human nature, I think enacting force on others is also human nature. That doesn't make it right.
I think it's a weak argument that he had there. And I'd like to say that you'd mentioned that calling matter yours is enactment of force. Now, so where does this stop? I mean, your booty is matter. It takes has weight and takes up space. Is it not yours?
I don't consider it mine. I mean,
good. I have some people that really want to talk to you.
I would draw the distinction is everything that you have is everything. I guess the body is where I would draw that distinction.
Oh, so you're saying the body is
so your body is yours?
Yes. Yes. I would say your only property. It's interesting. That's why I love you guys. You make me think every night. I would say your body is the only thing that's really property.
So you didn't feel that way last night that the body was yours?
No, I have an open mind, unlike most libertarians.
Okay, but, good. I'm glad that we're moving in a certain direction. So if your body's yours, then the idea there, the next step, the next logical progression in the idea of property rights is that if you create something
with your body
or in time, that you own that thing.
No, see, I don't disagree with that because I do disagree with that because I think that. Like, aside from your body, everything else is really just things that were that came from the earth. And I think I don't think you can own land. I don't think because you went to that land first and you put up.
But things didn't just come from.
No, I've got him. I've got him dead to rights. Okay, so are you a vegetarian?
I'm ready.
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegan, actually.
Excellent. I think he may live here through this one. what about a fruitarian? Do plants have to die in order for you to eat?
I'm not a fruitarian. Plants do have to die in order for me to eat. And the difference is that plants don't have preferences. There's a great book, Animal
Liberty. I can assure you that plants prefer to live. That's why they continue to grow tall in forests in order to get to sunlight.
All preferences are based on your ability to feel pain. There's a great book by Peter Singer. I would recommend that you read
it. Now, I've seen, I've heard this argument before, but I've seen on PBS, which to me is the next closest thing to the Bible, that PBS, where plants had reacted to the killing of a fly in another room, that they were able to, look at the reaction of the plant. Now, how is it that plants can't feel pain if they can react to a fly being killed in another room?
I'm not familiar with the study that you're.
What if you found that that plants could? What if it was proven to you that plants could feel pain? How would you feel then? Oh, darn it. If he calls back, we'd love to have him back. Well, fascinating conversation.
The vegan thing really does put him in a nice position, I must say. If he did eat meat, then the organs that, that he's eating from the animal it is that he's eating, one could make the same argument about his organs being meat. You need organs to live. I need a kidney transplant. Give him here, pal. You think you own your body? I don't think so. I mean, how does he get to draw the line that he owns his body if he gets to draw the line that I don't own things that I've created with mine?
Where I'm a little bit unclear is, does he own his labor? Like, does he have control over what he does with his body? I mean, if he owns his body, I guess, but...
Apparently, but the results of his labor he claims to not own.
So what's the point of owning yourself if you can't make it...
Well,
actually improve the world, the conditions around you.
Well, you could claim that that owning yourself would mean you couldn't be raped. So, I mean, that would kind of be nice because you wouldn't be able to be molested and things like that.
Rape is a willingness issue. Because you essentially are doing similar things when having sex as you are raping, except that there's a willingness aspect to it. So,
right, but if you own yourself, you can consent. So
Sorry, guys. My phone
went to drop. Yeah, it's one of those things. I figured you'd be back.
So I want to go back to the issue of property and you say you own yourself. Mark, you were asking a question about when you actually do work to create something. Let's say you're whittling some wood into a rocking chair.
Forget wood and whittling. Now there are people out there.
Appreciate that.
What's that?
You go right ahead. It's your show.
Absolutely. Because the fact is, it's the tree. He's going to say, well, the tree owns itself. And what you need to do is you need to be able to talk a service entirely. So there are people out there that make money by simply performing services that require no goods at all, no hard capital. Let's call me a belly dancer. All right? Since I own my body, as you have said, can I belly dance for money? Can I exchange my body for things? Services?
I don't really believe in a society where there's money.
How can you possibly, how can things function
His
without
society
money?
Is insane, Mark, and that's where I was going to go with this. Hang on, we'll bring you back, Derek. Hang on, we'll give you a chance to explain yourself. A society functioning without money, we have to get back to that point, so don't let us forget that. And I still want to talk about the whittling wood thing, because I wanted to go somewhere with that.
Okay.
Creating products, because he said the trees don't own themselves. You can eat trees and do things with trees and stuff like that.
But they're
property.
Free for everyone. Everyone owns them.
That's true.
Communism, baby.
But not everyone knows how to whittle things out of wood. More on the way. You can take control here. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You might be able to get in here at 800-259-9231, though we are in a hot and heavy conversation.
Oh, I think I'd like to talk to Derek all the way to the end, I suspect.
1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. We do need your votes. Vote.freetalklive.com is one of the ways you can help support Free Talk Live, and it's one of the easiest ways. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. You punch it in there, add a comment if you like. That's totally optional. And you'll be verified, which means an email will be sent to your address to make sure you're a real live human being. And then you click the link inside the email. Your vote is confirmed, and you'll help us, help boost us, hopefully, up to the number one position. We're currently the number two slotted show, so we need your help at vote.freetalklive.com. It's only once a month that you need to do this, so please do it by the end of November if you can. Please vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Derek in New York, Derek, would you describe yourself as how would you describe your belief system before we continue?
I don't think I can sum up my political beliefs in one word. I wish it were that easy. I guess I see two different sets, like what's realistic and what's not, and I guess what's realistic, I would consider myself a socialist, and in a more abstract view, I don't know. I don't know how I would classify it.
Sounds like an anarcho-communist.
I guess anarcho-communist is probably the closest I would.
Which I find those two philosophies to be completely at odds. It doesn't make any sense to me that someone that would believe in communism would substitute socialism. Socialism to me is the exact opposite.
So
socialism is complete authoritarianism, whereas communism is complete equity.
Right. So you're not somebody who wants to force your belief system on everybody else.
Well, there's basically my philosophy is. To promote economic growth, highest standard of living for everybody. And I feel like libertarianism failed to do that. I feel like if you look, the countries with the highest quality of life are the most socialistic countries. And I really started to question my beliefs when I started listening to your show, because I thought you guys had such a strong philosophical argument that you should never enact force on anybody else. And I identify with that so much, but it also, I feel
it's so convenient.
That philosophically property, I feel that property is also immoral, and that's why I feel like the floor
property is the weak link in the libertarian argument, because property's become it's such this liquid term. The government essentially owns everything in America, and you rent it or get to use it, so there's not really property anymore. And now more and more people are turning to points of view like your own. And
well, let's get back to the money issue, because he mentioned he wants a good strong economy for everybody. But if you don't have money, how the hell are you going to pull that one off?
Well,
and property.
I know it's kind of difficult, because I'm arguing in two worlds right here. What's the philosophical, most moral world, and what's the world that promotes the greatest amount of economic growth? I feel like it's almost two different political arguments. But if you want to talk about the philosophical world, which is where I feel libertarians are stronger, I think that people can easily exist without money. I think that we've existed without money for thousands of years, most of human history. There was no concept of money.
There's been barter, you understand, right?
So
you agree that there's barter. Let's get back to the belly dancing issue. Now, I can belly dance to somebody instead of getting paid, a drachma or whatever for this belly dancing.
I understand how barter breaks down to money. You don't have to convince
me of that. Now, I'm not going to break it down. I'm asking you, can I now trade my belly dancing services, which use no items, for goods and services that other people would have? Can I say?
I envision a world where you don't really necessarily need trade, where everybody would do what they wanted. I know you guys are going to say that there's no incentive.
Absolutely.
And things like that. Right now I'm arguing from a philosophical point of view.
It'd be nice if people would do that, Derek. It really would. It'd be nice if doctors would get up and be doctors in order to.
Exactly what happened, but
instead they want to be golf players.
But people do what they want today, right here in this world today. They do what they want and they get paid for it, and then they can go and use the money they get paid to go and buy other things that they want to improve their lives and to enjoy themselves with. Let's get to the product issue here. Because this is, you're saying you don't believe in property, but you also said, which is unusual for somebody who's a communist, I believe, you also said that you do believe that you own yourself. So if I own myself and I'm widget, I've got my knife and I've cut down a piece of, I've cut down a tree, because you say that trees and plants are game, fair game. So I can cut down a tree, and that's not violating anybody's property rights, because there's no property in your world. And I take that tree and I whittle it into a rocking chair. Okay, and then I decide that I like this rocking chair and I'm going to sit in it. But I get up and I walk away to go get myself a cool glass of water from the stream, because we probably don't have running water considering society's broken down.
There's no freaking money.
And then you decide to come. Then Mark decides to come along and says, "Hey, I like that rocking chair. I'm going to take that home with me to the place that I call home, but not really my home.
Because I don't own it, and neither do you. I'm just going to move this rocking chair from one location to the next."
Now, because Mark owns his own body, it would be wrong in your world for me to go and savagely attack him for stealing what I might have thought was mine, but actually, point of fact, wasn't mine, because there's no property. So I couldn't actually attack Mark, which means that, Mark, you would be able to go and just take whatever the hell it is that you wanted from anybody that you happen to see having something that you wanted for yourself. Now, I could go and take that back from you, but I'd have to wait until you dropped it, because otherwise I'd be infringing upon your personal property rights, but not your actual property rights, because there is no such thing.
Right. And none of what I'm doing is actually immoral, because all I'm doing is amassing stuff in this area that isn't exactly mine. And I can, I'm putting up walls, and I'm using tools like AK-47s to shoot people that try to come in this area. I haven't done anything morally wrong.
You can't shoot people, Mark, so people should be able to come in and take things from you when they get the chance. But well, that goes
too
far.
What about electric fences?
It goes too far for my example. But let's just stop the example here at you walking off with my rocking chair. Now, I could go and spend the time to try to wait until you put the rocking chair down and went to get your own glass of water to steal it back for myself. Or I could go cut down another tree and, you know, just go and create another rocking chair. So I go and I cut down a tree, create another rocking chair, and then Nick comes along, decides he wants to have that rocking chair. He takes it from me, and now I'm out another rocking chair. What is the motivation? What incentive do I have to make a rocking chair when somebody can just come and take it from me?
Well, like I said, we're talking about two different worlds. One where with economic growth, where I feel like
one that will work.
You're talking about an insane world where people will somehow respect all of the things that people have when, in fact, there's no vision or concept of property in the first place. There's no incentive to create anything in a world where people can just take what it is that you create from you and give you nothing in return for it. No one would have any incentive to do anything and create anything original, and so none of the innovation, wonderful products and services that we have today in the marketplace, which were created by people who were in search of a profit, would exist. So you would have no prosperity. You would have no great economy. You would have no products and services to speak of. You'd have crap, dude.
You'd have people killing each other to live in caves.
Okay, and now, if you want to talk about libertarianism from that point of view, about promoting economic growth, then I feel like libertarianism isn't the way to go, because when you have a government initiating force on people, there will be more innovation and there will be a higher standard of living. You just have to look at areas with the high. Okay, now if you look internationally, the areas with the highest standard of living are places with a bigger welfare state.
Cuba, North Korea. I mean, those are some of the most. I'm just saying that those are some of the most socialist and statist countries in terms of dogma.
You certainly can make the argument that some of the Western
Somalia, okay, you can. There's tons of examples you can throw up.
Somalia's quality of life is improving.
Here's the problem. What you're talking about is that the Western European countries like Sweden and France and things like that, they do I know Sweden for sure experiences a higher degree of living across the board.
Yep.
But my standard of living is probably better, in the lower middle income or middle income bracket is probably better than the people in Sweden. But when you take everybody in the United States across the board and look at these things, that's true. But it's because this is not capitalism, and it's because we're all being taxed at similar amounts. But our stuff is being spent on military crap that goes boom in order to protect the NATO countries of which Sweden is a member. Our citizens. The United States citizens are being taxed to protect the Swedish citizens. The Swedish citizens are being taxed to provide a higher standard of living for Sweden. You understand how unfair that is?
I absolutely understand. And you,
okay, great.
Trust me, I'm totally with you on.
You know what, Jack? You should call us back sometime.
So that's why it doesn't make any sense.
We're out of time for tonight. I thank you for the call.
Not a fair comparison.
Great conversation. We need more communists calling this show. It's always good.
A 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to you for free.
It's always good. Thank you. We'll talk to you the whole hour. I mean, if you can keep it up. But man, you got nothing, dude. I thank you for the call. You got nothing.
As long as he keeps acting like he's got something, it's fine.
Yeah, right. But you'll have nothing if you actually had your vision come to fruition. You would have a society in which no one has any motivation to do anything.
Anarcho-communism would be great if it would work, but it won't.
But when you call and you advocate state socialism, I don't mean to be confrontational, but it's not really it's not up the ladder at all from, say, advocating fascism or national socialism, viewing people in groups of classes and instead of race. I mean, it's not any better than Nazism, really. The Soviet Union is not what we want to be like.
Well, obviously,
I'm sure he would agree with that. They probably didn't do it right, and if you put him in charge, he'd do it right.
That's what will happen.
All right, hey, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
That's true. There's reality versus fantasy. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.